This is the son of PCJ. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Well, hello, friends and listeners. Welcome again to another edition of the program. As always, it's very nice to have you with us. Today, we head into the archives and we bring you a program that was recorded on May 1st, 1951. It was recorded by Radio Free Europe and was sent to radio stations around the world, telling a little bit more about what Radio Free Europe does. So, that's what we bring you today from the archives. We have this and much more, so stay tuned. This is Media Network Plus. I have a bit of a head cold. I think I should take some more medicine, but that may make me a little bit too high. First, here's Paulette McQuarrie with a look at some of the headlines from the world of media.
The Broadcasting Board of Governors announced that distinguished journalist and broadcast executive Kevin Close will be the acting president and CEO of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Acting in its capacity as RFE-RL's corporate board of directors, the board voted unanimously to ask Close to take on the position for up to 1 year, starting January 26th. Close was president of National Public Radio from 1998 to 2008. In 2008, he was named president emeritus. Before joining NPR, he was president of RFE-RL from 1994 to 1997, overseeing its relocation from Munich to Prague. From 1997 to 1998, he directed the International Broadcasting Bureau at the U.S. Information Agency. Prior to this, he had been an editor and reporter for the Washington Post for 25 years, including stints as Moscow bureau chief, city editor, and deputy national editor. A tenured professor at the Philip Merrill College of Journalism at the University of Maryland, Close served as dean of the Journalism College from April 2009 to July 2012. The board plans to engage a professional search firm during the coming months to identify and hire a successor president. Voice of America will soon be able to make its programs available to the U.S. public following passage of new legislation signed by President Obama. The legislation, which is part of the National Defense Authorization Act, eliminates the long-standing ban on domestic distribution of VOA programs that was part of the original U.S. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, known as Smith-Mundt. In the coming months, Voice of America and other U.S. international broadcasters will draft regulations governing how they will fulfill domestic requests for release of original programs and materials. The legislation will not change the focus of the agency's broadcasts, which are aimed exclusively at international audiences. The new rules will affect only those programs broadcast after July 1, 2013. Chinese authorities have launched a cease-and-destroy operation against foreign broadcasting satellite equipment in Tibet. Chinese authorities in a Tibetan-populated prefecture have launched a crackdown on satellite equipment used by Tibetans to tune into foreign radio and TV programs, according to residents and other sources. The move is part of a government clampdown on communications to stifle information on self-immolations protesting Chinese rule. Hundreds of satellite dishes and receivers have been seized from homes in Malahou Prefecture in Qinghai Province and have been destroyed as part of a cleansing operation launched on the orders of the ruling Chinese Communist Party, this following a surge in Tibetan self-immolation protests. Those found with the satellite equipment, which Tibetans have also used to listen to Radio Free Asia and Voice of America programs, are given stiff fines, residents said. Chinese authorities are giving rewards to those who can pinpoint homes using the equipment. A Tibetan resident said the authorities are encouraging Tibetans to buy smaller satellite dishes and new receivers to replace the usually large dishes that had been confiscated. Some suspect the new equipment, which can be used to receive only state-controlled programs, are doubling up as surveillance devices. Al Jazeera is expanding again, this time into the United States. Al Jazeera America will reach 40 million households when it launches this spring. The channel finally won entry into the U.S. market with the purchase of Current TV, a struggling cable network started by former Vice President Al Gore. Al Jazeera purchased Current TV for an undisclosed sum, speculated to be in the area of $500 million. Media analysts say now is a good time for Al Jazeera to try and capture U.S. viewers because its reputation in America is on the rise. The network's coverage of the Arab Spring was a high point, impressing Americans who appreciated its in-depth coverage of a story U.S. broadcasters covered lightly, if at all. For these and other media news stories, visit the Kim Andrew Elliott blog. You can find a link to it at the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. Just scroll to the bottom and you'll find the link there. That's the news and media for this week. I'm Paulette Macquarie.
And you're listening to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International, heard on the World Radio Network, Sky Digital in the UK, Sirius XM in North America, and through great partner stations everywhere. If it sounds like I have a little bit of a cold this weekend, well, it's not a little bit of a cold, it's a rather big cold. So I think later on I'm going to go and do some very sexy voiceovers. Anyway, coming up on today's program, we head into the archives. Now, many of you enjoy when we do this because we bring programs that, well, either you haven't heard before or have very historical significance. Today we bring a program that was recorded on May 1st, 1951. It was recorded just a few years after Radio Free Europe was founded. And it's an interesting look at the station in its early days. We bring it to you now.
Volá hlas svobodného Československa, rádio Svobodná Evropa.
This is Radio Free Europe calling Czechoslovakia. On May 1st, 1951, we broadcast for the first time on medium wave. We are on the air 11 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week.
Perhaps some of you are wondering what sort of programs are being broadcast on this transmitter. There is news every hour that we are on the air. Every hour on the hour, we transmit world news, truthful and undistorted. And we send news from inside Czechoslovakia, too. News which the communist regime tries very hard to suppress. Our feature programs offer music, satire, entertainment, information, commentary, and services. Real services. For instance, the program called Messages, which is broadcast 7 days a week at 1945, consists of coded messages to people in Czechoslovakia from people on the outside. Listen for a sample.
Voláme číslo 147L. 147L. Město 75H. Opakujeme. Město 75H.
Calling Mr. 147L. Mr. 147L. Place 75H. Place 75H. We have received your message, and your son is safe in America, in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. He and his wife, who escaped safely with him from Czechoslovakia 8 months ago, say to you, keep up your hope, for the communists will be driven from our homeland, and freedom will yet prevail. I now repeat the message to Mr. 147L. Calling Mr. 147L.
And so Radio Free Europe pierces the curtain with a message of hope from father to son, possibly an answer to a letter smuggled to Radio Free Europe's famed post office address, Box 6220, Munich. We have many other ways of keeping the spirit of freedom alive. For example, disc jockey programs like Date with Eva. Every day except Sunday, Eva visits with the younger elements in our audience, playing the popular Western music that the communists forbid.
Mr. James. Człowiek musi być uczciwy.
And thus Eva, bringing the excitement of youth in the free world to her enslaved generation. At the end of every broadcasting day, a news editor reads the last minute news very slowly. There is a reason for this, of course. There are Czechs and Slovaks who want to listen with pencils in their hands.
General MacArthur přistál včera večer na...
News at dictation speed, enabling the truth, a precious commodity behind the Iron Curtain, to pass from person to person. We take pains to keep alive the beloved folk music of the prisoner peoples, songs and dances banned by the Red Regime, like this program of folk songs from Slovakia.
Yes, music just to please our audience of imprisoned Czechs and Slovaks. But their jailers, the agents and stooges of the Kremlin, are not very pleased by the audacity of Radio Free Europe, which General Clay has called a tough slugging weapon in the struggle for freedom. We quite openly sow the seeds of terror and suspicion among the communists, both the Russian intruders and the homegrown variety. And in so doing, save many of our listeners' lives, like this.
Radio Free Europe calls on Prešov. Citizens of Prešov, in your town, the manager of the Café Čergo, Štefan Stupinski, is a dangerous agent of the state security police. Stupinski is about 35. 160 centimeters tall, dark-haired and well-dressed. Do not be misled by his anti-communist talk. Stupinski and his helpers take advantage of people who are intoxicated and try to draw things out of them to report to the secret police. We repeat our message. Radio Free Europe calls on Prešov. Citizens of Prešov.
Another message.
Voláme občany z Lednického Rovného. Rozhlasová stanice Svobodná Evropa. Dobře ví,
calling the citizens of Lednické Rovné. Radio Free Europe has complete information that communist deputy Fráňo was personally responsible for the death of the Catholic priest in Němšová, who was murdered last month. One of Fráňo's agents told the priest that someone was dying in a neighboring village. The unsuspecting priest went quickly to administer the last sacrament and on the road was attacked by murdering thugs who stabbed him to death. Radio Free Europe knows this murder was plotted by communist deputy Fráňo of Lednické Rovné. Remember this well. Fráňo will not escape punishment, even as the other communist criminals will not escape.
Yes, remember this well, Stefan Stupinski and Deputy Frano. And remember that twice a week we talk directly to members of the Communist Party on another program.
Freedom-loving Czechs know who you are and warn that you will be held accountable for your sins against your country. We urge those of you who are not completely under the control of communist tyrants to join the forces of freedom. When the day of liberation comes, true justice will weigh your sins against your good deeds. It is not yet too late to change. We have records of the following collaborators: František Svoboda, Karel Nováček, Václav Šmíd, Josef Pekařík, Alois Hodinář.
Nothing is more precious than freedom of worship. In a humble chapel, free Czechs and Slovaks worship God freely and raise their voices reverently in devotional music.
Amen.
religious services, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, are broadcast each week over Radio Free Europe. For freedom of religion is hateful to the godless communist regime. Every night we help our audience interpret the controlled press with a program called How to Read Your Newspaper.
Ve právu v tomto pražském úředním orgánu komunistů jste si snad všimli článku, který chválí.
Please pick up yesterday's Rude Právo, the official communist paper in Prague, and let us read it together. On page 1, column 8, from the left, there is an article praising a man named Stalin. Read the following sentence. In liberating Czechoslovakia, our leader Stalin has again proved his leadership of Freedom's Army, which promotes the noble cause of peace and democracy. When reading this sentence, simply substitute the word oppressing for liberating, tyranny for freedom, bloodshed for peace, dictatorship for democracy. Now, let us read the sentence. In oppressing Czechoslovakia, our leader Stalin has again proved his leadership of tyranny's army, which promotes the noble cause of bloodshed and dictatorship. It is really not difficult to find the truth, even in the communist press, if you simply know how to translate correctly.
And now, here's a message from Mr. C.D. Jackson, one of the top men in the field of psychological warfare, and head of Radio Free Europe.
Today, we speak to you for the first time over Radio Free Europe's powerful new medium-wave transmitter, located close to your frontier. As we think you know, Radio Free Europe is not an agency of government. It is supported entirely by private citizens through the Crusade for Freedom. It enables your exile leaders and countrymen to talk to you in the finest democratic tradition of freedom of speech and communication. We need hardly tell you that we are keenly aware of your hardships and your suffering. Yet, a free and independent Czechoslovakia will arise again out of the ruins of the past. There is a growing understanding in the United States that there can be no enduring peace until this occurs. World tranquility cannot be achieved while the peoples of Eastern and Central Europe remain the prisoners of a foreign tyrant. And now, a message from the head of Radio Free Europe's Czechoslovak desk, speaking on behalf of free Czechoslovakians the world over, the brilliant journalist Ferdinand Perutka.
Mr. President, by the will and contributions of 16 million American citizens who joined the Crusade for Freedom, this radio station has been constructed. One nation extends its hand to another nation. World democracy backs up its fighters on the front line. Twice in the lifetime of my generation, Americans have come to Europe in order to save freedom. In a dictatorial regime, one free radio station means a revolution. As soon as it is possible to oppose one argument with another argument, the whole system of communism trembles.
Free Czechs and Slovaks, the men who are Radio Free Europe, join in singing their national anthems.
Afrika, Romy, Divobiju, na Tatrou, Afrika, Romy, Divobiju, zastavme sa, bratia, veca, oni, stratia, Slováci, ožiju.
Volá hlas svobodného Československa, rádio Svobodná Evropa.
That was the Freedom Bell to remind you that you are listening to Radio Free Europe.
And there it was, a historical program from May 1st, 1951, from the PCJ archives, looking at Radio Free Europe. This year, of course, we're going to bring you more special programs from the archives, and I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as we have locating them. They're a lot of fun. Okay, now, I want to take a moment to tell you about sort of almost a contest that we have here on the program this year. As you know, Victor Gunatelica is a regular contributor to the program. I call him our residential radio guru. I think you might feel embarrassed about that. He comes on the program, of course. We talk about shortwave. He does receiver reviews. And it gave me the idea late last year, how about we have you, that's right, you the listener, come on the program and review a radio that we will send you. Now, we've had many, many entries, and we're going to be choosing two a month. Now, the first two, which I announced last week, were sent to Christopher Freitas in the United States and Jose Pedro Turner in Portugal. Now, they're going to be receiving their receiver probably sometime this coming week. They don't know what it is yet. They don't know what it is yet. We're going to keep it as a surprise. And then they're going to play with it for a few days. And then we're going to have them on the show, and they can talk about the radios they received and what they thought of it. Now, if you would like to take part in this, it's very, very easy to do, okay? This is how it's going to work. Number one, we will send you a receiver, but we're not going to tell you what it is. I already said that already. As well as number two, you will play with it for a few days. And then three, we will give you a call and ask you what you think of it. It'll be a conversation that we're going to record and use here on the program between 8 to 10 minutes. Now, the nice thing, of course, is you can keep the receiver. Well, it may be nice if you actually like the receiver, but if it's a receiver that you don't like, well, I'm afraid you're stuck with it. Or you can actually give it to a friend, or maybe even keep it as well. Anyway, don't ask me what we're going to send you, because I am not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. So when you get that package in the post and you open it for the first time, you're going to know what it is. Now, if you would like to be a Media Network Plus listener reviewer, I like the sound of that, just send us an email, mnp@pcjmedia.com. Once again, mnp@pcjmedia.com. Include your name, how long you've been a shortwave listener or a DXer, what are some of your favorite stations to listen to, what do you listen to the most? Include your address, your phone number, and the best time to call. And please put that in UTC time. Also, let us know if you have Skype, because we can also do it over Skype. Now, we did have one entry that came in, and it's from a listener in Germany, but they didn't include their phone number or any other contact details. They just said, I want to be a listener reviewer, and they mentioned a whole bunch of stations. We tried writing them back, but unfortunately, your email bounced back to us. We hit reply, so maybe your email box is full for whatever reason. So if you are that listener in Germany right now, let us know. Once again, mnp@pcjmedia.com. So, come on and enter today. It's going to be a lot of fun. It really is going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. And there's going to be, of course, a lot of solar activity taking place. And I think now we should find out what we can expect over the next 7 days. Here's our propagation editor, Dan Hensley.
And here's propagation for the week from January 19th to January 25th, 2013. The 10.7 centimeter flux on January 19th is 140, January 20th, 145, January 21st, 135, and from January 22nd to January 25th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 130. The A index is stable at 5 all week long, with a stable KP index at 2 all week long. Sunspots passing out of view this week are 1649, 50, and 52. Sunspots 1654, 56, and 58 are in view, with 1654 having become so large that people can see it with the naked eye when clouds or other weather conditions cause enough cover of the sun to make it safe to look at. 1654 is rather active. It is now classified as a beta-gamma-delta magnetic field, which means it harbors energy for X-class eruptions. An explosion from 1654 in the near future could possibly be Earth-directed. VHF and UHF conditions in the Arctic Circle have had improvements recently due to aurora activity. The Air Force Weather Agency prepared a recent image using data from a low-light camera on board the DMSP-18 satellite. If we do have X-class flares at all from sunspot 1654, it will be interesting to see how it affects aurora activity and the resulting e-skip that auroras cause for VHF and UHF line-of-sight communications. Back to you, Keith.
All right, thank you very much, Dan Hensley. Well, we are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us by email, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. And you can also use the same email address if you want to be a Media Network Plus receiver reviewer. If you want to listen to this program again, as well as catch all past editions, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. Once again, pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. Next week, we have a bit of a special show for you because it's sort of our anniversary. That's right, the 100th edition of Media Network Plus. And that includes the 30-minute edition that you're listening to now and the monthly 55-minute edition. So next week, we're going to have, of course, the one-hour show, which is going to be a special, and, of course, this one as well. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you right now because my voice is about to go and my head is completely clogged up. We're going to leave you with a little bit of music today, the one and only Sarah McLachlan and Sweet Surrender. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent on behalf of Dan Hensley and Paulette McQuarrie saying 73s to you all and 88s to the ladies.